Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now let's move from tourism to toys now, and the global toy industry is changing, and it's not just about children anymore. There's a growing trend known as kidults. In other words, adults buying toys for themselves. And let me tell you, it's taking the industry by storm, making up something like 30% of the global toy market. And big brands are starting to take notice. I guess South African retailers are also starting to adapt. What am I talking about? Well, collectibles and nostalgia-driven products. And the toy industry in that respect is evolving fast. I'm going to talk to Glenn Ambrose now, country manager for South Africa at Zuru. It's a leading global toy company. Glenn, good evening. Good evening to you and welcome. I am really interested. What is driving the shift in consumer behavior?
Good evening, Jeremy, and good evening to your listeners too. It's quite an interesting shift, and like you've alluded to already, it's basically the rise of adults buying toys for a number of different reasons. We saw a big increase during COVID, and now there's a big adult drive to collect toys that remind them of their youth, and especially around the 80s and 90s sort of pop culture. We're seeing that theme very heavily driven in the segment.
So specifically then, Glenn, what type of toys or kind of toys are proving most popular with adult collectors?
A lot of it is built around either construction or miniature items. So we've got a range called Max and a range called Five Surprise, where the Max is a construction item where you would construct your little retro item, sort of something like a little stereo that a cassette tape can be taken out of, and it's got that real nice look and feel that would remind you of an 80s movie. And then otherwise, our Five Surprise capsules are anything from home items to garden, and then even to miniature toys and home items like you might see in those miniatures from ShopRite.
So I'm thinking back to my childhood, and I was an avid collector of Matchbox cars. You're probably too young to remember them, Glenn. And also my G.I. Joe military dolls. Are you telling me there might be a market there? Should I be ferreting them out of my storage?
So yeah, a lot of the collectibles are worth a decent amount if they're kept in very good condition. So it depends if you played with them or not. But the Matchbox brand I remember quite clearly. And then also just what you've said is like the miniature military items. Yeah. Like there's a particular plastic G.I. Joe type figure that is crawling on the ground, and he's been an evergreen for a good 40 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are reselling them, but for our market, we've seen more people collecting them and keeping them.
Yeah, I think I used to beat my brother over the head with my G.I. Joe, so I think it has been well used, so probably not worth a lot. But interesting, Glenn, that nostalgia is playing a role in this trend. I wonder what it is that is making us look backwards.
We saw, like I said, we saw an increase in COVID, and I think it was a lot of it was parents that were interacting with their kids a lot more. So they were playing with the actual kids' toys, and maybe it just revived their love for them, and they started looking back into it. And then we've also just seen people like wanting to release stress, do something a little bit different, and they're gaining a lot of enjoyment out of it. Myself, I mean, I do collect certain items, but I'm not a huge collector, but I can see the way it relaxes you in a different way than like social media or going to a bar would.
Yeah, I mean, you put them on your shelf maybe, and you look at them, and it will bring back a flood of memories, and that's not altogether a bad thing, is it?
Not at all. And there's also that satisfaction element where you've collected your whole collection. So a lot of these collectibles will have like from 50 up to 80 different miniature items that you can collect. Mm. So once you've got your whole collection together, you can put it on display, and there's a bit of pride in that, I think.
So when we talk about adults who are forming part of this new trend, are we talking about old guys like me or slightly younger? What's the demographic trend here?
So the age group, it goes from about 14 up to about the early 40s. So I think it's quite wide, and that's the main part of the segment. I think there is definitely people past that are still collecting, but that's the sort of age group from a teenager up to your early 40s or late 30s. That's the main segment that we're looking at.
You also say that beyond selling toys, this I also find very interesting, the experience of unboxing, surprise elements, and collectability have become crucial. When we're talking about the experience of unboxing, again, it's playing, isn't it, Glenn, into that nostalgia thing. We all love opening a present, don't we?
100%, and that we've seen a lot more that resonates with the kids. So the collectors are more fancy; they prefer to know what they're going to buy. But obviously, the surprise unboxing drives them to buy more and more. But the surprise element really, I mean, it works so well. We've been doing it very well for about 10 years now, and from ages between 3 and 12, there's a huge amount of satisfaction when you see a child unbox an item and just look through all the different surprises and then put together their main purchase.
So obviously there is a niche over here, a niche market, not only in South Africa, but around the world. How are you talking to or engaging with those adults between 14 and 40? How are you marketing it?
So we're a very digitally focused company. Most of our messages are on all the social media platforms. So we use YouTube and TikTok mainly from a head office point of view, and then we partner with our retailers on the other platforms like Instagram and Facebook, and we would be speaking to people through social media. We don't do actually any TV anymore at all. So it's all focused in the digital environment.
All right, Glenn, thank you very much for talking to me tonight. He's the country manager for South Africa at the toy company Zuru. And I guess my best advice to you is go home and see what's in that attic or in that box. You never know, it might be worth something. Glenn, I really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.